YQK monitoring.
KJ4YQK, W4DJW.
4DJW, this is KJ4YQK. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. I talked to Jim Milton the other day. He's thinking about getting back on ham radio. He was talking about HF gear and VHF gear. Just thought you might like to know.
You know about the hex thing from Buddy Purple?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one. That's the one that Ariel, he actually makes and sells one of those. He's had those set up at several field days events.
It's all packed out. I was just trying to see how much we fit in the crawl space of my camper, and it fits perfect.
That's a good beam, too. How many bands did you build yours, or did you buy one? How many bands does it support?
Through 6 meters, I think like 7 bands there, and it's made by Buddy Pole.
Oh, okay, I got a Buddy Pole. I like it pretty good. You know, it's the one that's got the two monopole, but they've got the taps at either end that you can tap it for different bands.
Company there, I got a 21-foot, 21, 22-feet mast that goes with us. Pod.
Did you get the mast, the 21-footer? I guess that's tall enough you got a guy yet, huh?
Two guide heights, you know, three lines on each guide point. There's two guide points on the mast.
Okay. How long does it take you to put it up? Okay. Well, when's your next camping trip, and where are you headed?
This week I'll be on the lake. I'm on the race committee for boat races. So probably not this coming weekend, but following weekend I'll have to be heading down the Abbey.
Have you got another boat? Have you replaced yours yet?
I own one, but they want too much for it. It's a King Dory, 19-footer. They want 8,000 for it, and I think it's way too much. It's an old classic.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if you're on the race committee. Are you planning on doing any racing on boats?
Just found a race boat down there in Charleston. That's like a $50,000 boat, and they're letting it go for like $15,000.
You going to make a trip to Charleston anytime soon?
Do that. Together as a race team and go pick that boat up.
You got anything big enough to haul it back?
My Grand Cherokee can haul it back.
Oh, okay. Where's the races down on Hartwell?
Beyond Hartwell. The keelboat race.
Well, good luck with it. I hope you get the racing boat instead of the other one. Anyway, Jim was talking about the Flex radios, asking if he thinks you should buy a Flex radio.
Why? You know my answer already, especially with the Smart SR makes it super simple.
You know, he built a Genesis radio, a multi-band, it's all band, all mode, SDR, HF, SDR, all band, all mode. And he did a really, really good job building it. I bought it from him in case he ever gets back in. Then I'd sell it back to him, the same thing that he sold it to me for.
Yep, there. Now, my next camping trip will be, I'm going to Memphis, Tennessee. And I might bring the radio set up with me.
The 1500 or the 6000 series?
6000, but I'm capable of doing the 1500. I might do some parks on the air while I'm traveling.
Do you have an amp for the 1500?
Watt amp for the 1500.
Well, that's all you need when you're camping, because you can throw a line over a tree and get, you know, some good height when you're camping.
Coming in, I think I'm at a low point in the valley here. Still coming in good.
It skips a beat every once in a while, but not enough to make any problem. I mean, I'm understanding 100% of what you're saying.
A lot of static here. I'm starting to hill climb the hill three times a day. It's a mile there and back. So it's a half mile uphill, a half mile back for 3 miles a day.
You're exercising every day?
It's 189 pounds now.
you weigh the same as me. Do you use those rings on iPhone to regulate how much exercise you get?
Keep tracking my steps and everything.
I do the same thing, except I do it inside. I do it on the elliptical, and I went 10 minutes over today so that the exercise ring gets into the movement ring that gets into the standing ring. Anyway, with that, I had a perfect week. I closed all my rings every day this week.
Didn't do anything yesterday because of the rain. I've been doing pretty good. I dropped from 220 to 189.
Okay, well, I've never lost that kind of weight. I don't think I ever tipped the scales at 200 in my life. I've never gone up to 200. I got close. I got to 198 one time. I think that's the highest I ever went. But I'm just looking to, you know, not get tired so fast when I'm working. And it's sure, I've been doing it for a year now, and it makes a huge difference. I can go a lot longer, a lot further, without getting winded than I could a year ago. Well, a year and about 3 months ago. I've been doing it since March of last year.
With me and Stuart on the Dismo Trail. About a 6-hour hike.
Going uphill most of the way, or uphill and downhill?
Downhill. You start off top of Caesar Head State Park. Go down, get to the bottom of the cliffs, and you go up again.
You're about the same age as me, aren't you? You might be a little bit younger than me. I'm 65.
I'm 8 years younger than you.
Yeah, I could probably keep up with you then, no problem. Yeah, you and Stuart both. Probably run circles around you.
Those rings the way you're doing, don't hang with us.
It makes a huge difference. Let me know next time you go. If I'm free, I'll go with you and show you. It makes it, but when you do it on an inside piece of equipment, rainy days don't slow you down.
Down at Stuart checking things out. He's learned what a deer smells. He wants to track them all the time.
Do you keep him on a leash or do you let him run free?
I won't let him run free. You know, chase deer into the woods to call me. We'll come back on call. And the main thing here is you got other out here. Like got attacked by a pit once.
Okay. Yeah, that does make a difference. My little one, she'll go for a while, and then she'll stop, and she'll sit down, and she'll look at me, and she won't go any further. Then I have to pick her up and carry her the rest of the way. Of course, she's got little short legs, right? She probably makes 15 steps to my one.
That's amazing. Just one chance. Now, Blondie did run off in the woods. She did come back, but she's up on command.
W4DJW. I had shepherds that did it, you know, both ways. They stuck right beside me and wouldn't leave my side unless I, you know, told them to. And I've had others that you could scream to the top of your lungs and they were going to do what they were going to do. It's just a dog temperament, I think, unless they get really, really intensive training.
So she went into the hunt mode when a deer ran from her.
I had shepherds that would do that. They were hard to control, but I had other shepherds that they would look at my eyes and I'd look at their eyes, and all I had to do is look at the back of the truck and nod my head, and they'd be in the back of the truck. If they were in the truck, I could look at a spot on the ground and nod my head, and they'd be on that spot on the ground. They could read your mind.
Keep that too there. He won't get the river unless I can. Blondie, I got her too. Stuart, I had him since he was a little puppy, so I guess that makes a difference.
Yeah, that does make all the difference in the world. Well, anyway, I heard you in there throw your call out, so I just thought I'd say hello. I won't keep you. But good talking to you. And you might hear KI4 MSA on the air again in the not-too-distant future, if he continues to pursue it. The thing that made him call me about it is that Alpha Delta that I put up with him over at his house, I don't know, about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. It finally came down with that last storm. He called me and told me it came down. I think he was hitting around and putting another one up, but he's got to get a radio first. He doesn't have any more HF gear. I think he said he's got a VHF, but I don't know that he's got all the stuff that he needs to put it on the air. But anyway, you might hear him lately, but I won't keep you. Good talking to you, W4DJW.
Catch you later. I'm at the top of the hill now, so she's coming in pretty good. Well, good. Stay treats. KJ4, YQK, monitoring.
W4DJW, clear.